Guys, I gotta say, I'm excited to play Quarantine.
Oh my God, for the last time, we're not playing Quarantine. This is a quarantine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast. My name is David Stone. Right away. You called me up. You said, hey, Dave, everyone's quarantined. We should do an episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
We should try to help fill the void.
Yeah, we should.
And then I'm like, Trevor, are you ready? We've been preparing for like an hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce you. Ready to go? You ready? You say yes. You keep saying yes.
Woo.
I try to introduce myself, and you just...
I'm just saying, like, what? Books are Boring podcast is back? Anyways, introduce yourself.
I'm David Stoneborough.
Yeah! Woo! Oh, yeah. And I'm actually, to be honest, I'm Trevor Pullman.
And finally, the two of us are back together. Can you believe that shit, man?
How long has it been?
There's probably a date on the last one.
Yeah.
I could look it up.
There's no way to find out, really. It's just been a while.
It's just been an indeterminate amount of time. And in that amount of time... a pandemic happened.
Didn't see that coming.
Well, I mean, you and I did predict it.
Yeah.
In the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
We said there are two options. There's two ways the history of our planet and species go down.
Yeah.
Either we do an infinite amount of episodes of the Books Are Boring podcast in perpetuity forever.
Yeah.
Or we stop at an even, nice round 100. And then a pandemic will happen.
It's kind of our fault. So as a way to make an apology and also to probably stop it from happening, continuing to happen, here we're back.
Yeah, this is our best guess about how we can contribute to this whole problem.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back.
All you assholes.
I want to make sunshine on your heart.
That's right. We need sunshine back in our hearts.
Yeah, but it's hard. It's hard to get that sunshine on your heart when you're stuck indoors.
Yeah.
And the sun is outdoors, but that's also where, what is it, bear? COVID.
The
COVID
bears are. And bears.
I think the bears are less of a problem than we think.
But, you know, the more we stay inside, the more the bears are going to come. So it's like that whole...
I think the smarter they become, you know?
Yeah.
The more they figure out, like, how to fucking get us.
Yeah.
Because we're not out there. We're not going to the woods.
Yeah, they're
going to
know our patterns better.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna be watching us, and they're gonna start figuring stuff out because we're not leaving our picnic baskets out anymore.
That's true.
So bears are gonna have to find picnic baskets some other way.
Yeah, I've just been keeping my picnic baskets in my in the kitchen.
Yeah, I just in the morning I make myself a nice little lunch. I put it in the picnic basket, and I carry that all around the room with me all day until it's time to have lunch.
Now, do you skip?
Do I skip when I go?
When you walk around
the basket in my arm?
Basket, yeah.
No. I walk. There's neighbors downstairs. I don't want
to. Oh, yeah. You don't want to disturb them. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're stuck at home, too.
That's true. No, you're right.
We're really not getting to the point here, but what we're going to try to do is help you guys just deal with this whole quarantine life a little bit better, you know, because if you've listened to our podcast in the past, you know that we are all about giving advice and about helping people, you know, understand a topic that they might not otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you guys a whole bunch of great tips and great little things that you can do and ways to entertain yourself and occupy your time all throughout the episode.
Some would call it the Books Are Boring Quarantine, Books Are Quarantine edition, where we'll give you tips.
Books Are Quarantine. We'll give you tips.
Yeah. We'll all get through this together if you follow our advice.
Okay. But I mean, we don't know. We don't know how this is going to shake out.
Nobody really knows.
No, I don't.
But if you follow our advice, maybe we'll get, maybe the whole thing will be easier.
So here's the first little tip that we're going to throw your way. You're stuck at home, you've got that old, dusty shelf of liqueurs, and you haven't made yourself a nice, tasty drink yet.
Mm.
And really, that's the only reason to live, right, Trevor?
Yeah, that's right. It'll help you get through. Shake it up in a martini shaker.
That's what a cocktail is.
Yeah.
So we have prepared a little clip here for you of the perfect way to make an old-fashioned. Enjoy. Hello, this is a voicemail from David Stoneborough to the CEO of Toronto's official three-legged marathon. I'm on your website right now, and it says you guys are canceling. Sorry, I'm a little upset. You're canceling my reason to get up in the morning. I've been waiting for this three-legged marathon for my whole life. It's never happened before. And suddenly, for reasons I am not willing to scroll down on the website to find out, you're canceling it. I hope that when you get this voicemail, I'm going to get a personal call rescinding your decision, reinstating the three-legged marathon, because it is my dream as a Canadian to have my leg tied to another person's leg, and then as one unit with three individual legs to run a long time. Thank you. Please call me back. My number is...
All right, so that was how to make an old fashioned. I think you'll find that it's a little different than your typical old fashioned.
And that's the thing, you know, a little twist on a classic maybe is what makes it the classic.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a fun drink. You can have one of those alone because you are not allowed to see anyone else.
Anybody. Even if you live with somebody, we recommend not talking to them.
Yeah, in fact, to make life easy, when you're living with someone else, you need to stay 6 feet away from them.
Yeah.
All times.
At all times.
Because as far as I understand from, again, reading only headlines and the part of the article before the paywall.
Yeah.
Where it says, if you subscribe, read more. Only reading that, I've learned that COVID happens when you're 5 feet apart.
Exactly.
So you got to keep that six up. So what you do is you get a 6 foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
And you tape that off to your side. You tape it to your body. And then you tape it to the person you're living with.
Yeah.
So that way, you are always 6 feet apart.
Always be 6 feet apart. And you're probably asking yourself, well, it obviously doesn't count for like a newborn baby if I just gave birth to a baby. But no, there are devices that will allow you to change your baby and clean them and feed them. You do not, mm-hmm. There's no need to be anywhere closer than 6 feet away from your newborn.
Mm-hmm. So remember that that 6 foot pole I was talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get two of those babies.
Yeah.
And you throw like a cartoon four-fingered glove on the end of each one.
Yeah.
And then you use those as your newly longed arm.
Exactly.
And you switch up your baby's drawers or whatever.
And a lot of places will, if you're worried that your baby won't grow attached to you or whatever, a lot of places will make like a likeness of you into like a doll.
Yeah. Yep.
And you can make, if you want, you can make them life-size. So you just put that doll in their crib. And you're set, and then then they'll know who you are, and they'll like you even after this is all over.
Totally. And another way to facilitate that sort of like parent-to-child bonding is to release some sort of a fox or a coyote in the house that wouldn't be, you know, dangerous to the adults, but to child, quite dangerous. So the constant threat
mm-hmm.
Will foster a sense of dependence.
Exactly.
Your child.
Exactly. These are
so my dad. That's what my daddy did for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there wasn't even a pandemic. It was just a great way to bond with your pops.
That's always been his rule, though, 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
You're annoying. Stay 6 feet away from me, son. So this has been really easy for me.
Yeah.
He would also say to me, he's like, son, don't go out of the house. You're disfigured. They'll mock you. You must ring the bells of Notre Dame.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd say, but Dad, even despite my appearance, I want to see the world. And then he would sing a very mean song to me.
Yeah. And and I think as much as that's made it easier for you during this time, I think there may be some underlying issues that after this is over, you can maybe deal with.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. It's like, hey, maybe I'll have stuff to deal with after this.
Yeah. All right. That's
stuff deep in my heart.
Yeah. So one way that I've been dealing with this whole pandemic and quarantine thing mm-hmm. is I like to just buy a bunch of toilet paper from the grocery store, and I've been making like myself into a mummy every day.
Ah, like for pretend.
For pretend, just because it's fun to play pretend. And then you walk around the neighborhood going, I'm the toilet paper mommy. And everyone's like, this is making it worthwhile, you know?
Oh, really? Cool. Because you wandered into my neck of the woods the other day and I saw you through the window. And, you know, a lot of people were just shouting at you to stop rubbing up against people's doors.
Yeah. For luck.
And blessings. Can I ask you a question, though? Did you, at any point, when you were coming up with this idea, think that when a mummy is wrapped up, it's preserved for a very long time, and therefore this will make you keep you young forever? Was that part of your thinking at all, Trevor?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
A little bit of that?
Well, I watched Tom Cruise's The Mummy recently.
One of the best films ever created by human hands.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I wish there was a way I could pretend to do this every day. And also, my life's longer then.
Ah.
So, because you could come back in the future if you're a mummy.
So not only was it just like the concept of Egyptian mummies, but rather the film The Mummy.
The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
Not Brendan Fraser.
No.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Best. He's the best mummy hunter there is.
So you could do that,
yeah,
if you wanted. Or another thing that you could do if, like me, you are saving your toilet paper. You know, you're really keeping as much as you can, not wasting it. You're buying as much as they have at the
right.
You're going into the store and you take out a little knife and you go up to the manager and you say, "Don't you say a fucking word? Where's the rest of it?"
Yeah.
So I don't do the mummy thing, but what I have been really getting interested in and about is to cut hair.
Oh.
Because think about it.
Yeah.
You know what doesn't stop when you stop working?
Oh, your boss emailing you, "Why aren't you at work?"
Your hair continues growing even though you're not having the same daily routine.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have seen a lot of those hilarious fail videos of people trying to, like, give themselves bangs or even facial hair stuff, try to, like, do something a little fun and ended up looking like a complete fool-ass fool.
Yeah.
So we put together a little clip that's designed to show you, or you can really just listen to it, and you'll know exactly how to cut hair best for your own head.
Yeah, okay, roll clip.
Hello, this is a voicemail for CBS, the CBS television company. I was just hoping that you could please digitally remove any physical interactions that the Big Bang Boys are having. It's that to reflect the current socially distancing guidelines. Please meet these demands. For every day that these demands are not met, I will assassinate one of the 2.5 men. Thank you. You can call me at...
All right, and so now you guys should be straight-up barbers.
Yeah.
You
know?
That was a helpful one. I like that one.
You think a lot of these people who are cutting their hair and cutting their roommates and spouses' hairs and stuff during all this probably going to become professional barbers now?
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. As a not joke, every single person after this is going to be a podcaster.
That's true. Yeah.
And there's so many more people who like now have the audacity to just film themselves doing something and put it on Twitter.
Yeah, they're good at it.
Did you just do a bit? I've only ever seen you tweet. I don't know. This is not like a real complaint, but like,
I love it.
The world feels wrong. People who like should be a little too ashamed, like me and you.
Yeah.
To, like, create something or just, like, fuck it.
Just, yeah, exactly.
I want people to see me.
Yeah, I've been going live.
I know, dude. I love that you do that. I couldn't bring myself to do it, like, just because that's so dumb.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have anything to say. I'm not doing anything. But that you thrive with that.
Yeah. Well, because I've been playing... Well, I played Bop It, and then I played a song quiz. And,
that Bop It one was awesome.
People really got into that, so.
Yeah. I got in trouble for telling you to only pull it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A lot of people are learning languages. Have you heard of this? Have you seen this?
No. Hear about this? No.
Yeah, so, like, a whole bunch of people are, like, going on Audible and stuff and just learning a new language because they have nothing else to do.
But who would you talk to, right?
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Is like, yeah, maybe this will be a useful life skill. For what? When am I ever going to talk to someone?
Yeah, exactly.
In Germany. Never.
Yeah, never.
I'm never going to get to do that now because the world is over.
Yeah.
So, like, what's a useful language that you could learn? I got one. Dog language. Everyone is living with a dog right now.
Yeah.
And or you could open up your window and have a shouting match with a dog.
Right.
If only they could understand you.
Yes.
You know how like you're always, okay, it's you know, whatever, 12:45, you know, almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's that dog outside who's upset about something, and you're trying to tell him that you got a job.
Yeah.
You got work in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's just not getting it. You know, you're making such a clear case, but you just don't have the tools to speak to this dog.
Right.
And I don't know. I just feel like, you know, you can learn a language because you're bored, or you can learn a language to try to talk to dogs.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, too, like, and that dog's keeping you awake, yelling or whatever, barking. Maybe the dog is trying to say something really important that we need to know.
Exactly, like the cure.
Yeah, like you're just mad that the dog's keeping you awake when you got to work from home in the morning, but maybe...
That dog is just like yelling, hydrochloroquine.
I have stakes. I have stock in it.
Showing good results. This is going to be the drug. That's what dogs are barking in the night.
It is.
In case you didn't know. I know that because I learned dog language.
It's true.
Audible.com, sponsor of this podcast.
Actually, should we roll? We have an ad for Audible. Should we roll that now?
Yeah, right. Of course. That's about that point in the podcast.
Yeah.
Here comes an ad for Audible.com.
Hello, Shop-A-Lot. This is a voicemail from David Stoneborough. I don't know how to say this. I stocked up on male sexual performance pills called Big Tiger Dick. But due to the current quarantine, the 1,000-pack is seeming a little bit excessive right now. If you could just call me back with your return policy, I would really like to offload some of these Big Tiger Dicks. I haven't used any. I have 1,000. My phone number is...
That was audible.com, the best place to learn dog language.
You can learn dog languages there. You can listen to my novel... Once it's released on Audible. Actually, it hasn't been written yet, but that's another thing you can do during quarantine is you can write that novel you've been wanting to write about the...
Write a novel.
Yeah, write the greatest novel ever written.
Oh, that's a much higher bar.
Mine's about a chicken who his friends all lay eggs, but he doesn't, and he can't figure out why he can't lay eggs. Because he doesn't understand he's a rooster.
Oh. That doesn't seem good.
No, it's actually an allegory for the current American political system.
Oh, not a gender thing?
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with gender.
Oh,
why?
Yeah?
Why would it?
No, you're right.
Roosters and hens are just different types of chickens with different jobs.
Chicken with a different job.
Yeah.
That's what they say about a rooster.
And the name of the book.
That's the name of the book?
Chicken with a different job. On it.
All right. Your pitch for the idea, I think, is really bad. The pitch for the title brings it back.
Okay. Great. Great.
I like that a lot. But I mean, I don't think it's as good as, like, I don't think it's as good as my idea for the greatest novel ever written.
Oh, well, what was that? Have we discussed this?
No, I haven't. I haven't told it to you, but oh. I mean, I just think you're wrong.
Oh.
Because mine's better.
Okay. What is it?
Oh. Yeah. So it's great. It's, about, it's, all right. So the world in 2019, right? Just everything's kind of trucking along as usual, you know, there's definitely some political stuff going on in the landscape, but then there is a virus. Okay.
A guy named Cyrus. Sorry. I'm just,
no,
must be a connection. The guy's name is Cyrus.
No, it could be. Well, hold on though. The main character's name is Cyrus.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
but
cool.
The story, what I was saying is the story's about a virus.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So this virus, it comes out of like nowhere. Everybody's like, whoa, what's this? And then like, you know, it's handled poorly by the governments. People are like getting it.
Yeah.
Everyone's scared of each other. It's this whole like the whole world changes.
Right.
It'll be honestly, it's going to be that one of those stories where people look back in 50 years and think there's only 9 of us left.
Yeah.
Humans are mostly extinct.
That sounds like a good... what I would do is I would kind of lean into the Cyrus character a lot as kind of to bring you through the story, because I think his muscles would really help with that.
Yeah, he's strong.
Yeah.
You can tell because his name is Cyrus.
His name is strong. Cyrus, yeah.
He's a strong guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think there'll be a lot of punching scenes, like of him punching like the bad guy
and,
story for sure.
And the virus.
I'm going to have to visualize those scenes, but yeah, I anticipate a lot of hand-to-hand combat in this story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, what are you going to call it?
I'm going to call it Jurassic Park.
Oh. Okay. That's a good name. Because it really makes you think of, like, maybe this virus came from, like, Jurassic era or something.
No, there's this park near my house.
Yeah.
That I used to go to as a kid. And then another kid died there.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought, that's a pretty good name, pretty good title.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll take it.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's all you can really do. Stuck here in quarantine is just kind of take what you're given. And here on the Books of Boring podcast, we're giving you an earload of shit.
I just thought of this story. Can I tell a real story?
Yeah, only if I get to tell a real story, because this is a perfectly equal podcast.
Okay, yeah. Equal share in the profits and equal time on the episode.
Yeah, although I usually get more
that's
speaking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, so this is the dog language thing reminded me of it, so I just thought I'd punch it in into your ear holes.
Good.
So last year I was at my sister's place, and she's got two dogs. One's hers, and one's her boyfriend's. So her boyfriend is from Quebec. English is his second language. He's a French guy.
What's his first language?
French. Quebec French. Oh. Yeah. So I was like, we're going to go for a walk. And I said the word walk. And my sister's dog jumped up and was like at the door. And the other dog didn't. So I go, oh, I guess that makes sense. Because he wouldn't have heard the word walk growing up. He would have heard the French version, like marché or whatever. And my sister goes, what? Trevor, dogs don't speak French.
That's so fun. Man, you have the best characters in your story.
I know.
Because, like, your stories tell, like, they do tell, like, a joke. They always have a punchline.
Yeah, it's true.
I like that a lot, but, because I wanted to tell a story, too, but I didn't know where I'd fit it in, so this just seemed like a good moment, but mine doesn't have a punchline. It's just weird.
Okay.
It's a weird thing I saw.
I'm in.
I was in Guelph a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't believe I haven't told you this. I was in Guelph a couple weeks ago to visit my father, who's like kind of a shut-in right now, like most of us are, but a little less able. So
he's
a strong, sexual young boy to come help him carry and move trash and recycling and stuff. So while I was like driving over to his house, like I was in Guelph in a car, about to turn at a red light, and next to me there were these two cars, and they're like an inch away from each other, and like, you know, whatever, I didn't think twice about it. And then the car behind that's like right next to me, like, just accelerates a little bit and hits the car in front, just like bumps it, and then backs up a tiny little bit. And then the guy in the passenger seat, look, he's like 2 feet away from me, he like looks over to me in the face, he's like, what the fuck is this?
I'm like, what?
You hit him. I don't know. your driver hit that guy. And then the car in front backed up and hit the car in behind it.
Holy crap.
And they're like kind of like half like calmly yelling at each other, or at least the two people in the car I can see. And then they do it again, they move forward and bump the back of this guy's truck or car, and the bumper on the front of the car in the back was all like destroyed. Like, it was just the most fun. And the guy's like looking over to like commiserate with me, like, can you believe this? And I just had no fucking idea what was happening. These two cars were just like passively hitting each other at a red light. And then I just, you know, I'm like, well, I saw it happen, and then they're both at fault. So, like, usually if you see something on the road like that, you want to stick around to, like, stand up for whoever, you know, just got wronged.
Yeah.
You know, just so you can back up their story or whatever. Or like, yeah, I saw it. This is what happened. So you see two vehicles collide, you generally want to stick around to help out. But, like, these two people were, like, hitting each other.
Jesus.
Backing up and, you know, revving into each other. It was weird. And that's it. The story doesn't go anywhere. I went from that intersection to my dad's place in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I didn't even tell him. It just left my brain for some reason.
Am I the first person you've told?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not talking to anybody, bro.
Right.
Fuck, though.
I saw a cop on a horse pull over a motorcycle recently. Is that a...
I mean, that just seems like the Wild West. That seems like the, you know, society falling apart.
It really does.
That's some Mad Max shit right there.
Actually, and then, like, 10 minutes later, there was a giant, like, this woman was fighting with what ended up being her son, like, her adult son, this older woman. And they were, like, yelling at each other in the street, and my coworker called the police. And then that same horse cop came back to, like, make sure they were okay.
Damn, the worst cop is the sheriff of them parts.
Yeah, it was very strange.
That's awesome. Worst cops are just...
Yeah. But here's my question.
Cops aren't the best.
Yeah, cops suck. But, like, here's my question about horse cops. Why such big horses, you know?
Yeah, you kind of figure, you put a horse on a cop, you want that, or a cop on a horse, you want that horse to be as small as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you want, like, a sleek, kind of fast horse so you can take down the... bad guys. I was trying to think of like a Wild West sounding name for bad guys. Varmint.
Bandits.
There we go.
Yeah.
So we got
ruffians.
Oh yeah, like ruffians.
So you want like a racehorse cop?
Yeah. If we could, so we can get on that.
Sometimes what sucks is when you ask a really dumb question, but I'd have no idea what the answer is. The real one. Why do they use such huge horses instead of fast ones? Trevor, shut up. But also, I don't know.
Shut up, that's why.
It reminds me of that joke on Sunny. Charlie is trying to keep the bar green, so to heat it, he's burning trash. And he's like, Charlie, that is the opposite of green. And then he's like, no, it gives the bar that nice smoky smell, and then the garbage burns up into the sky and becomes stars. Charlie, that sounds so wrong, but I don't know enough about stars to argue him on it. That's the vibe I'm getting from your small horse cop.
I'm not saying little Sebastian. I'm not saying like a miniature horse. I'm just saying like a sleek racing horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There must be a reason.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure it's to like plow through crowds and destroy lives or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like, it's almost like you're suggesting, it's like, why do they always use German shepherds? Why aren't police dogs Sharpays?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the wrinkles would help some way.
Yeah, their smelling is better.
Yeah, probably not. It's probably way worse.
Way worse.
Yeah, and they're prone to like skin infections and stuff.
Yeah, aren't we all though? Am I right? Do you have any more tips?
Tips for surviving in quarantine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe we should throw down this little clip that we put together of ways to eat a little healthier while you're in quarantine.
That's true. Yeah, it can be... it's easy to just, like, get a pound of hot dogs and eat those every day because it's, like, cheap and you don't have to leave the house as often, but you still need to care about your health. And so we've created kind of a... almost like a list of ways to help, like a quick kind of tip. We'll just play it. We'll play it. You'll get it.
Yeah, here's the clip of a bunch of little culinary tips for quarantine. Here we go.
Hey, hello. This is a voicemail for Dairy Queen. I just wanted to reach out to you about one of your locations not letting me eat in the restaurant like I normally do on a Saturday night. Every Saturday for the past 25 years, I've been going to the same Dairy Queen, and they would not let me sit this past week, and I just wanted to find out what's been going on, as I am a loyal customer. They said I had something to do with Corona, but I happen to know for a fact that you guys will not serve beer and will not make me a beer blizzard. As much as I've been trying to get you to make beer blizzards, and as much as I've been breaking in at night to use your blizzard machine to make my own beer blizzards, and then you call the police, and I have to hold one of the 2.5 men's hostage until...
Yeah, so that was our list of just ways to eat healthy.
That's how you are going to make those little odds and ends that you have in the pantry something delicious that's going to nourish your body.
Yeah.
That's a good clip. I like that one. And, you know, as far as I can tell, we're getting to the end of our roll of tape. We're going to have to call this one to a close pretty soon. Mm-hmm. We got a couple more things to get out of the way. Of course, our apology section and all that.
Yeah.
But before we do that, there's one more thing that I think is really important to give you guys a tip on before we leave you for who knows how long, maybe in perpetuity, maybe forever.
Yeah, maybe another year and a half.
Yeah, if you are looking for, and I think this is very important, the best streaming service with the best movies and TV, we have put together the ultimate little clip that shows, go here if you like this, go here if you like that. And this last little clip we're going to leave you with is going to keep you entertained through the duration of this crazy quarantine that we're living through. Yeah, so enjoy this list of entertainment via streaming services for quarantine.
Hello, this is a voicemail from David Stoneborough for the Mayor of Toronto. I am just asking for you, Mr. Mayor, to personally reverse the unjust criminal charge that I received for operating a very licensed kissing booth at the Toronto International Airport. I would just like to say, it is my God-given right to sell these sweet lips to the bright-eyed travelers entering this great nation. If you don't like it, you don't have to buy one, you don't have to rent one, and you don't have to sign up for one of our payment plans for a kiss delivery every week. You can just back off, and I will be waiting for your call, and hopefully some kind of plaque or statue acknowledging the fact that these are my lips, and if I want to charge a nickel, I'm going to do it. Get a kiss. So call me back. My phone number is...
All right. So that was our streaming services tips. And I think you'll find we gave some good ideas, too, on how to save money if you can't afford all of the streaming services but don't want to get bored.
Yeah, exactly. People are going to be referring back to that clip, I think, a lot during quarantine.
Yeah.
To keep themselves entertained. But guys, I think for now, that's going to be it from the Books Are Boring at Quarantine.
Books are boring, because of Borin was a early settler in Canada. And we just wanted to name it after him because it's the anniversary.
We're in a quarantine and books are boring. We have the or part of the sound. It's a rhyming thing.
Oh, right. Because you pitched the name, and I was like,
you didn't get it.
Well, I got it. Well, I thought I did, but I was like, it's weird that he's a huge fan of Borin, too.
Yeah, that makes sense, because you know I am.
Yeah.
That's probably why you got confused.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a smooth time to transition into our apology section.
Yes.
So, sorry for the confusion on the name of this episode, Books Are Borin-teen. It's actually about a rhyme for the quarantine.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rhyme, actually. Topical. Yeah, if you think about
topical rhyme. Yeah.
Topical rhyme. We like topical rhymes. We've always liked topical rhymes.
Don't list things we like. Apologize.
Right. I want to apologize to Mariana.
Why?
I don't know.
All right. I would like to apologize for... I probably shouldn't say that. No, I can't. I can't actually say that one. Yeah, so let's just say I'm sorry for something that you guys hopefully will never find out that I did it.
Right.
Because honestly, like, they're gonna take me down, man. If they find this out on, oh no.
And I'll just jump in here, and I want to apologize for yelling a lot in my apartment for my neighbors. I feel like they probably can hear me yelling all the time, but it's like if you don't yell a certain amount of times in a day, you're just gonna melt away. So I apologize for the noise, but also with everything going on, I think it's important that we all stay solid.
I would like to apologize for making a lot of noise too, to anyone who can hear me blasting at max volume. Cutting Crews, Died in Your Arms Tonight.
I just, in parentheses, Died in Your Arms Tonight, yeah.
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 Sometimes I don't say the parentheses on the thing because it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because I just want to...
Yep. I just want to apologize to Michael
Why?
I don't want to say.
Okay. So those are some sort of censored and some candid apologies. It's been a while. To all of our listeners, I would like to say thank you so much for tuning back in.
Mm-hmm.
Like
thank
we
you.
Said, there's going to be a pandemic, so we had to come back.
Yeah.
And here we are, because we serve you.
That's right. David, weren't you going to apologize to David Fincher for how you acted as a producer of Alien 3 and how you took a lot of his creative license away? Wasn't that you? Weren't you going to do that this time?
I was thinking about it, but then, you know, you watch the movie again and it's just so good.
It's just a masterpiece.
He
You're
was
right.
wrong.
Yeah, he was
he
wrong.
He was wrong.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Just remember to stay happy, call each other up, use your apps for talking to each other.
Yeah, just reach out to people.
Yeah.
It's nice for everyone involved. And I would also like to say, if you enjoyed this, please head on over to Twitter and Instagram. We're still there.
Yeah.
Books are boring in some way. I don't know how it's always spelled.
Yeah.
Find us and leave us a comment. Let us know what you thought.
Yeah.
Let us know if we should never do this again.
And we have other podcasts if you want to listen to those.
Yeah. Trevor does Believe It or Not, a podcast about religion.
Yeah. And you got Text Chris. There's still you can still listen to episodes of that.
What an excellent plug. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you.
This has been the Books Are Boring podcast. I have been David Stoneborough.
And I have been David Stoneborough.
And we now leave?
And then we leave. I didn't hit record.
Oh.
JK,
okay,
bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.